Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning. 36 degrees, cold New Year's Eve in North Texas at 7:03. It's going to be a quick warm-up, though. We'll make it into the mid-60s by this afternoon, and New Year's Day is going to be even warmer. The news continues now on KRLD. The city of Fort Worth planning to have thousands of people at its largest in-person New Year's Eve celebration in Texas tonight.
And while many cities across the world have been canceling their events over the fear of security threats, Fort Worth police will be there to patrol the event.
From Paris to Hong Kong to Sydney, where a recent mass shooting occurred, cities are holding back on celebrations. Fort Worth, on the other hand, is projected to have 55,000 people for its event. Fort Worth Police Officer Daniel Segura says officers are ready for large events like this.
That's what our community deserves. We're here to serve and protect our community.
Segura says over 1,700 police officers will be out patrolling the event and other nearby areas. He says people should feel safe when celebrating with their families. From the 24-Hour News Center, Emily Capatillo, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
This is the KRLD Morning News, live from the Milestone Plumbing, Heating, and Electric 24-Hour Breaking News Center. Now fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm Heather Behrens.
And I'm Mike Rogers. Got thousands of people going to be flocking to downtown Dallas for tonight's Lone Star New Year's Eve celebrations.
Dallas will ring in the new year with that fireworks and drone show at Reunion Tower. It's being handled by Sky Elements. And President and CEO Rick Boss says they'll have 500 drones this year, along with some major changes from last year's show.
You know, the Reunion Tower team and our team, they get together. They started over 6 months ago saying, hey, what do we want to share this year with everybody? What's the theme look like? What are we going to add as new elements to the show? So it takes months and months of planning and design time to find what's new and do something cool and creative.
Workers have spent the past couple of days installing the wiring on Reunion Tower for tonight's big doings. You can hear the musical simulcast tonight on our sister station, 98.7 The Spot. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
It is 7:06 at KRLD, and after burying parts of the Midwest, including more than 27 inches of snow in Michigan, winter storm Ezra's core has shifted toward the northeast and New England.
Very cold and very active pattern, especially for the eastern half of the country. So let's start with that and all the snow totals that really are centered around central New York, right around that Syracuse area, upwards of 22 and a half inches just in the last 24 hours.
Rob Marciano also notes that while the primary cyclone is pulling away, secondary clipper systems are following right behind, continuing to bring light snow and maintain cold temperatures through tonight.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
All right, and all that winter weather in other parts of the country, it's wreaking havoc on the entire U.S. Looking at flight delays, DFW right now, there are a few to report. You've got 12 delays. One cancellation so far at DFW. And if you go by destination, there are, there are delays and cancellations to airports up north. Love Field, meanwhile, we've only got three delays. Three delays at Love Field, no cancellations to report. And you look at the security checkpoints, the security lines at DFW, now they've all cleared up. It's kind of rough about an hour ago, but now most of them are flashing green, which means a wait of less than 10 minutes. There's just a couple of them, one in Terminal B, one in Terminal E, where you've got a wait of over 10 minutes.
Well, you know, you can't wrap up 2025 without a lot of College football and the playoffs resume tonight with the Cotton Bowl Classic at AT&T Stadium in Arlington.
The quarterfinals kick off tonight with the defending national champion Ohio State Buckeyes taking on the Miami Hurricanes in the Cotton Bowl. Fresh off a loss in the Big Ten title game, Buckeyes head coach Ryan Day says mindset and preparation will be key.
When you get into the playoffs, you have to rebuild momentum. And that's exactly what we need to do here.
Miami head coach Mario Cristobal says his guys will be ready.
Our guys have prepared really, really hard. We continue to prepare. Again, they're the defending national champions, so just an unbelievable opportunity for our program.
The winner advances to play either Ole Miss or Georgia in the Fiesta Bowl on January 8th. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
All right, and so not just the Cotton Bowl, but Texas and Michigan today. TCU played last night. We'll get to all of that coming up here on KRLD. Stay with us.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Number three, nearly a year after a New Year's Day truck attack on Bourbon Street left 14 dead, New Orleans officials are still tightening security. Some 350 National Guard members arrived yesterday to help keep partygoers safe. Number two, the college football playoff tournament continues tonight with the 90th Cotton Bowl Classic featuring the Ohio State Buckeyes versus the Miami Hurricanes today at AT&T Stadium in Arlington. It's Texas versus Michigan today in the Cheez-Its Citrus Bowl in Orlando. And our top story, North Texans are getting ready to ring in the new year. Auckland is the first major city to ring in 2026 with fireworks from Sky Tower. The display marked the start of the new year despite rain dampening celebrations.
Here are the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
It's Kristen Diaz. Look, think of this 20-minute morning briefing as your morning power-up from our incredible team. They're going to pack the crucial news, weather, and traffic info that you need today without any commercials or interruptions. And then, after your workday, you can join David and I on the KRLD Afternoon News as we get you up to speed on what you missed during the day.
It's 36 degrees at DFW, 37 right now at KRLD. I'm Mike Rogers on DFW's only all-news morning show.
And I'm Heather Behrens. From federal government makeovers and sweeping tariffs to peace deals and the return of Israeli hostages, 2025 packed its share of political surprises. Vinay Simlot takes a look back.
President Donald Trump retook office on January 20th.
So help me God. Congratulations, Mr. President.
That night, he pardoned all of the January 6th rioters and enlisted Elon Musk to cut the size of the federal government.
The chainsaw for bureaucracy.
Musk left government in May.
This is Liberation Day.
In April, President Trump unveiled his signature economic policy, tariffs. He argues they'll bring manufacturing jobs back to the U.S., but some economists warned they could raise prices on Americans. On the 4th of July, President Trump signed the Big Beautiful Bill Act, extending tax cuts, and critics say cutting Medicaid. Democrats seized on health care, leading to a 43-day government shutdown in October and November, the longest in U.S. history.
The shutdown is caused by the Democrats.
Our Republican partners are refusing to talk to us.
Overseas, after a bilateral shouting match with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now,
the president's reconciled, but the war in Ukraine continues. In Gaza, President Trump announced in October a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas and the return of Israeli hostages.
We gather on a day of profound joy, of soaring hope.
The U.S. land strike on Venezuela and military attacks on suspected drug boats have also drawn worldwide attention. It's 7:25 at KRLD, and KRLD News Radio 1080 is the station in DFW for market and business updates. Here's business analyst David Johnson.
Oh, guys, I tell you, you know, just that recap, it has been quite a year, hasn't it? For the stock market, we remember not so fondly Liberation Day, April 2nd. That was the day that put us into bear market territory with the markets down over 20% from the highs. But a week later, when they rolled back a bunch of those, we had a big rally. And now we're sitting looking at a year that's really not bad. Now, industrials average is up 14% for the year. The S&P's up 17%. NASDAQ's up 21%. In the case of the Dow, that 14% works out to over 5,800 points higher. Now, it was over 6,000 coming into trading about 3 or 4 days ago, but we have been seeing things slip, slide away. This morning, it looks kind of flat. The Dow looks down 11, S&P down maybe 3, the NASDAQ down 18. One thing we've been watching very closely all year long, and especially the last few days, are the metals prices. Boy, have they been volatile. Day before yesterday, they just fell out of bed. Then there was a big bounce back rally yesterday. Today's going to be another down day, it looks like. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange sets margin rates. That's how much you've got to put down to buy metals. Well, when it gets really volatile, or they think there's a lot of exposure and maybe the lenders could lose money on a big move, they raise the amount that you have to put down. It's like saying instead of buying a house with 10% down, you got to put 30% down. Boy, they are selling today. Gold's back down 1%, down $48. But here's silver down over 8%, down $6.50. Platinum is down over 10%. It's going to be that sort of a day. Jobless claims come out at 7:30 this morning. We got a lot of individual stocks. But for right now, it looks like we open slightly lower across the board. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, David, thanks so much. It is 7:27 now at KRLD. The president has whipped out his veto pen for the first time in his second term. CBS correspondent Michael Wallace with more.
To use his veto power when his party controls both houses of Congress, Mr. Trump vetoed two bills. One would have protected a Native American tribe's village in the Florida Everglades from flooding. Trump said the project benefited special interests and accused the tribe of not cooperating with his immigration policies. The other bill would have completed a water pipeline in Colorado. Trump balked at the $1.4 billion price tag. Republican Congresswoman Lauren Boebert, whose district would be served by the pipeline, vows the fight is not over. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
By the way, the new year, they're ringing it in around the world 30 minutes ago at Sydney Harbor in Australia. Boom. Set off the fireworks. In Australia, and Melbourne got fireworks as well. As we continue to work our way west, we'll get ours soon enough.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.